This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A sessions court in Kolkata Sialdah has sentenced prime accused Sanjoy Roy to life imprisonment in the Arjikar rape and murder case. Sessions Judge Anirban Das also held that the state government will have to pay the victim's family a compensation of 17 lakh rupees. Sanjoy was declared guilty in the case by the court on Saturday. The body of the postgraduate trainee doctor was recovered from a seminar hall of the Arjikar Medical College on the 9th of August last year. Sanjoy was arrested by the Kolkata police on the 10th of August. Later, he was handed over to the CBI. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that the government's strides in the toy manufacturing sector have boosted the government's quest for Atmanirbharta and popularized traditions and enterprise. Responding to a post shared by Mann Ki Baat Updates, Mr. Modi mentioned that during one of the Mann Ki Baat episodes, he had talked about boosting toy manufacturing powered by collective efforts across India. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said the Labour Board will soon bring gig workers under social security. Dr. Mandavia made this statement after inaugurating the two-day international seminar on formalization and social security coverage for workers in the informal sector in New Delhi. He highlighted that social security for workers without any kind of discrimination is the priority of the government. The Uttarakhand Cabinet has given its nod to the Uniform Civil Code UCC manual, paving the way for its implementation in the state. This decision is expected to set a precedence for other states of the country, reflecting the state's proactive approach towards governance and social reform. Speaking to media in Dehradun today, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami stated that Uttarakhand's adoption of UCC will serve as an inspiration for the rest of India.
माननीय मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में 2022 में इस चुनाव में गए थे, हमने कहा था कि हम देवभूमि में रहने वाले हर एक व्यक्ति के लिए एक समान कानून लागू करेंगे और हमने वो वायदा पूरा कर रहे हैं। आज मंत्रिमंडल में सर्वसम्मति से प्रस्ताव हमारा पारित हो गया है, बहुत जल्दी इसी माह हम इसको लागू करने वाले हैं।
The war of words among the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress has intensified on various issues as just 2 weeks are left for the Delhi Assembly polls. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for 70 Assembly seats in the national capital. Our correspondent reports that the candidates and leaders of all prominent parties are campaigning in different parts of the city to woo the voters. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on the 8th of February. An army soldier was killed after sustaining critical wounds during an anti-terror operation in the forests of Zalura Gujarpatti in Sopor area of Baramulla district of Jammu and Kashmir. Sources said the search operation has been intensified on its second day today and expanded to track down the hiding terrorists in the forest area. The high-level interministerial team today visited Badhal village in Rajouri district of Jammu and Kashmir to ascertain the cause of death of 17 members of three families under mysterious circumstances during the last 45 days. Working with the local administration, the central team headed by a director rank officer in the Ministry of Home Affairs will work to provide immediate relief and take steps to prevent such incidents in future. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States today. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Ahead of the ceremony, the 78-year-old Trump addressed a victory rally in Washington, D.C. last night. Mr. Trump promised to act with historic speed to address every crisis facing the United States. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India at the event. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today met Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Washington, D.C. Dr. Jaishankar also met Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia Penny Wong. In Women's Hockey India League, JSW Surma Hockey Club will take on Delhi SD Pipers in Ranchi at 6 this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.